with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Oil prices roared upward and stock markets fell further after Iran fired more drones and missiles across the Persian Gulf and beyond in response to U.S. and Israeli airstrikes. That's after they defiantly chose hardline Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei to succeed his late father as Iran's supreme leader. The continued fighting signaled no let-up in a 10-day war. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the U.S. and Iran have offered very differing accounts on the sinking of an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean.
Washington has rejected Tehran's claim that the warship IRIS Dena was unarmed when it was sunk in a submarine attack near Sri Lankan waters last week. Iranian officials say the vessel was operating in a non-combat configuration. The dispute has intensified tensions over the March 4 incident, which occurred as the ship was returning from multinational naval exercises in India. The sinking also highlights how the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran is spreading beyond the Middle East. Sri Lankan's Navy had rescued 32 sailors and recovered 87 bodies, it says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Oil prices continue to soar as the Iran war intensified, threatening production and shipping throughout the Middle East. Federal judge says the administration's dismantling of the Voice of America is illegal.
U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth ruled that Carrie Lake did not have authority under the law to take her actions. Lake was President Trump's choice to lead the U.S. Agency for Global Media, which includes the Voice of America, but she was never confirmed by the Senate. As a result, the judge said she lacked the authority to lay off most of VOA's employees. Lake called it a bogus ruling by an activist judge that will be appealed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Americans don't seem to think much of their fellow citizens.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 53% of U.S. adults say their countrymen are morally bad. That's the highest percentage of any nation in Pew's 25-country survey. Turkey is the only place that gets close to the U.S., and only 49% of people there say they think their fellow citizens are morally bad. Canada is the country where the least number of residents think their countrymen are bad, just 7%. Michael Harrington reporting.
A New Jersey man has pleaded guilty to charges he brought dozens of homemade explosive devices to a Washington, D.C. church that was preparing for an annual mass celebration at the start of the Supreme Court's term. Lewis Gary was arrested last October outside of St. Matthew's Cathedral. That's where police were clearing the area before the annual Red Mass. Some justices usually attend the celebration. None went to last year's ceremony. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports that Novo Nordisk is dropping its patent lawsuit against Hims & Hers.
The telehealth company, Hims & Hers Health, has agreed to stop selling compounded versions of Novo Nordisk, Wegovy, and other weight loss drugs, ending for now a patent lawsuit. The companies have announced a partnership in which Hims & Hers will sell Novo Nordisk medications at self-pay prices. Hims will also stop advertising compounded GLP-1 drugs on its platform or in its marketing. Shares of Hims & Hers surged more than 40% in early morning trading. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A court complaint says two men who brought explosives to a protest outside of New York City's mayoral mansion said they were inspired by the Islamic State terrorist group. And the two men are awaiting arraignment today on charges of attempting to provide material support. More on these stories at srnnews.com.